In the pregame show, we talk now with Penn Trafford head coach John Janikas. Coach, despite a young roster, the Warriors entered tonight's game with a 6-0 record in Section 1. Yeah, how quickly has your team developed to get where they're at today?
Yeah, well, they've gotten better and better each day. And, you know, we played some tough opponents early in the year, and we won a couple close games, lost a few tough ones, but at the same time, we learned from that. And especially over the holiday break, we lost two tough games to South Park and Camden Mac. And since then, we've won a couple of our close ones, especially the section game. So, you know, we still have a long way to go, but they're a great group of kids that are starting to believe in each other and play for each other and play hard. So,
of the six section wins to this point, one of which was a buzzer beater victory against reigning section champ Hempfield, you know, down by 13 early and coming back to win at the buzzer. And take us back to the emotions of that game when Casey Onks scored the game winning bucket.
It was a fun game to be a part of. I'm sure it was one of those games where if you're on the other side, you probably thought it was a tad late, and if you're on our side, you thought it was good. But what was impressive about that game is, like you said, we're down 13 and just chipped away, and Casey got to the rack and followed her own shot, put it in. It was just one of those games where, like I said before, I think whoever had the ball last was probably going to win it because both teams were kind of feeling it there pretty good. And you know, Hempfield's they're a heck of a team. Them and Norwin, like I said before, I think they're the cream of the crop. And the rest of the section's gotten better, but I believe those two teams are the cream of the crop. And for us to get a win against them, I think really did more than just a W for us. It gave us some confidence that we can hang with these teams. But we still got a long way to go.
And I saw a quote in the paper from Casey about the Hempfield game saying that the win displayed the team's never quit attitude. Would you echo those thoughts?
Yeah, that's one thing about those kids. You know, they have that it factor about not quitting. It's not something you can really coach. You know, they just, you keep try to motivate as much as you can, but they have a heart of a champion, and that's what their motto is for the year. Don't underestimate them, and they don't want to be a part of a team that takes a step back. You know, we've done well the last probably 3-4 years, and they heard that maybe in the background that we're going to be rebuilding, and I think they might, like I said before, had a chip on their shoulder about it, and they just want to keep on getting better. And we still have a long way to go. It's not even halfway over, but. It's fun to see him grow. So,
upperclassman Maria Pallarino is an outstanding forward and top scorer for your team. What makes her such a special player, and has she taken on more of a leadership role this season at all?
Oh, absolutely. Leadership role is her and Casey and Katie Abreu have been fantastic leaders. They're our hardest workers in practice and our best players. And Maria, she's the kind of kid that she can play all five spots on the floor, which makes her a tough guard. That's, there's been games this year that she's played all five in just one game. I've had her bring the ball up. I've had her post up. We've had her step out and shoot threes. And one thing about her, she does it all well. So it's a tough guard for other teams. But I think what's underestimated about her is her defense is very good. We put her usually on the other team's top player, and she's done a pretty good job, not just this year, but last year.
It's known that Penn Trafford is a youthful team. Tell us about some of those youngsters who have stepped up this year.
Yeah, I mean, even Katie Abreu is a junior, but really this is like her sophomore because she missed all last year with an ACL. And she's been really, really good since day one. Very consistent on both ends of the floor. Athena Biondi is a freshman who, doesn't think or act like a freshman out there. Plays a smart game, very quick. Kayla Simkovic's only senior. But she didn't play last year either because of a concussion. So this is really like her junior year, and she didn't get much time as a sophomore. So it's her first time playing varsity, and she's getting more comfortable. And our bench is getting a little bit more confidence also. Taylor Karen's come in and done some good things for some games. Emma Moss hit some big shot for us. Michelle Bosco came in the other day and hit a big three for us. So they're starting to find their niche a little bit. But like I said, you know, it's got a long way to go, and playing a really good team tonight. No one's, like I said, MNF, I think, are the cream of the crop, and Brian's done a great job putting these kids in the right position to succeed here.
Tonight, Penn Trafford versus Norwin in the Section 1 showdown. Yeah, what impresses you about Norwin, and how do you beat them tonight?
Oh, they're I just told Brian out there, they just keep coming at you. They have shooters all over the court. You can't take a possession off. They pressure you full court. They're pretty much relentless up and down the floor. And they're led by Atlanta Gribble, who's another one of those all-around players in Quad A. They got some good bigs, and they got shooters surrounding Atlanta and the big and Buchanan. So they're you can't take a second off them because they just keep on coming at you.
It's Penn Trafford head coach John Janikas. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back. You're listening to the MSA Sports and Quad A Conference Girls Basketball Game of the Week.